What's going through your mind right now?
Tough loss. Thought we were going to be able to pull it out. No, didn't make enough plays at the end of the day. No, they played really well. It's this point.
Looks like the offense kind of got into the rhythm on that first drive and then you struggled to find it after that. What kind of led to the inconsistent narrative?
I have to see the tape.
Joe, the interception in the end zone, looking, trying to make a play, is that when you obviously want to have back? What did you see there?
Yeah, just trying to make plays. Obviously wasn't able to make that one, but yeah.
Does the mentality change when you're down 10 that late to try to push the ball down the field a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to try to make plays in that situation.
We'll watch the tape.
Tyler's obviously proven. You've thrown him plenty of passes. Has a good drop there. Do you say anything to him as they approach the same with Tyler?
We wouldn't have even been down there if it wasn't for him. So, obviously, like to come down with it, but we were able to go down and tie it up. Like to punch it in, make him go down and score a touchdown in that situation. But we were able to tie it up.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put this one behind you faster than normal, given what's ahead on Thursday night. What's your confidence in your team's ability to do that?
Yeah, we have to. So, gotta get our bodies right. That's the toughest part of these Thursday night games, so it starts now.
This is probably one of the more frustrating losses you've had.
I would say that.
It seems like you were having to run out of the pocket a lot more than you have in the last couple of weeks. What was Houston doing up front that made you be under duress so much
today? Yeah, I knew going in that they had a really good defensive front. They have some juice up front. After that first half, I was going in the second half thinking I was going to scramble a little bit more, try to make some plays with my legs, and made some.
Why is it so frustrating?
I mean, you watch the game.
So what you see on the touchdown in Jamar, it looked like he kind of changed his route when he saw you scrambling.
Yeah, he did a great job there. He, that's scramble drill for us. That's turns into big plays, big touchdowns in those situations. He does a great job of that every single time. That's a big play.
On the final drive, what did you see on the first down sack and the second down draw?
I thought we had a good look at the draw, didn't end up playing. I'll have to watch the tape. Not sure if they stunted up front or not. I usually can mess those draws up. The one before that, I'm not quite sure.
What did they do defensively after that first drive? You guys got off to another good start, which has been a theme.
It was tough all day. They're a good defense. Veteran guys, veteran linebackers, some really good safeties that make it tough. Like I said, their defensive front has some juice and is able to get pressure on teams. They're a good defense. And they were able to slow us down in that first half after that first drive. And that first drive definitely wasn't easy. We were able to make some plays on that one and get some points, and then after that in the first half wasn't much. But I like how we responded.
You know, this team's been in a familiar spot like this 3 straight years in a row, the 5-4 record at least. What's the mood and the tone and just the messaging coming out of a game like this?
Yeah, we gotta step it up. We gotta be better. Today wasn't good enough. Simple as that.
Even at points during the win streak, y'all have there been talking about the offense is kind of a bit choppy at times. I mean, is that something that has been concerning, especially as it kind of shows up again today?
Yeah. You always want to play a complete game. I thought we put ourselves in position to win that one. Obviously, you'd like to score every time. That's not the reality of the NFL. I thought we did some really good things. Obviously, some things that we can do better, too.
What did you see out of Jamar today? Playing with the back issues. Zach said he wanted to make a point to kind of give the ball as much as he could. What did you say about him to be able to kind of play through that with T.L.?
Yeah, he's grinding it out. That's football. If he feels like he's good enough to go, he's going to go. That's the kind of guy he is. Not much else to say.
Does it feel different at this point this year with how just close everything is in the division in the AFC right now in terms of the margin for error?
Yeah, we would have liked to win this one, that's for sure.
After Jamar, just how much of a difference does it make when Jamar's going what he's going through and is going to
T? Yeah, obviously we're a much better team when T is out there. you know, that's no secret. He's one of the premier receivers in the league. But we had guys step up today. You know, guys made plays.
Were they throwing a lot at Jamar coverage wise?
Yeah, they were doubling most of the time.
Did you guys change anything at the after that first drive in the second half? I mean, they decided to move it. Did you guys change anything?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was planning on going out and making some more plays with my legs. You know, I thought I was able to do that. As Zach called a really good second half, you know, we were able to mix up our play calls in that situation. That was able to get us some explosives. Thanks, guys.